All over the world today, people are recognizing the need for caring for the mind. On this World Mental Health Day, KCBS's Rebecca Corral speaks with two San Francisco doctors who meet the mental health needs of their patients every day.
If you're living on the streets, or you don't have enough to eat, or you're hooked on drugs, that visit to the emergency room to treat a bout of strep throat isn't going to provide what you need.
The woman who we cared for relatively early in the history of our program, who came to the hospital brought in by an ambulance from BART, who had been living on BART for the better part of two decades.
Family doctor Jack Chase is one of the key players in Zuckerberg San Francisco General Hospital's program known as social medicine.
She rode the BART back and forth on the Pittsburgh Bay Point line. She would go back and forth from Pittsburgh Bay Point to Millbrae all day long, over and over and over. And then when BART would close at night, she would either be escorted off by the police or she would be transported in an ambulance to a hospital.
They worked to patch up her various medical complaints, but Dr. Chase and his medical partner, Dr. Hamel Kanzaria, recognized that while this approach might patch up her body, it wouldn't heal the whole patient. Here's Dr. Kanzaria.
On our team, we have social workers, care coordination nurses, a patient care coordinator, substance use physicians of different backgrounds, and then specialists in transitional housing, quality improvement.
They started out by getting food for her, finding bags to hold her clothes on her wheelchair, and eventually persuaded her to move into stable housing, and they met some of her other needs as well. They say she no longer ends up in the emergency room every night, and she's a bright spot in her housing community with her black dresses and painted nails. And it all stems, they say, from meeting people where they are and helping them with all their needs, not just their medical ones. Rebecca Corral, KCBS.